Harlequin Blaze and Harper Audio present Cowboy Unwrapped by Vicki Lewis Thompson, performed by Abby Creighton.
1. When Jake Ramsey pulled into the circular gravel drive in front of Thunder Mountain Ranch at sundown, he thought he'd stumbled onto the set of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. His foster brothers, Kate Gallagher and Finn O'Rourke, stood in the freezing cold struggling to untangle a string of Christmas lights while wearing thick gloves. Why they needed more lights was a mystery, because the low-slung ranch house already looked as if Clark Griswold had been there. Happy as Jake was to see those two cowboys after all this time away, his firefighter training took precedence over a sentimental reunion. He'd bet a month's pay neither of them had bothered to check the UL ratings to see if the fuse box could take another strand of what looked like incandescent bulbs. Hadn't they heard of LEDs? And was that an indoor extension cord connected to the net lights on a bush by the porch? Jesus. He wondered if Damon Harrison had approved this setup. Damon, Cade, and Finn had been the original three taken in by Rosie and Herb Padgett years ago when they'd decided to make the ranch a foster home for teenage boys. Cade had become a horse trainer who worked at the ranch, now a residential equine education center for older teens called Thunder Mountain Academy. Finn had moved to Seattle and opened his own microbrewery. Those jobs didn't qualify either of them to handle electrical installations. But Damon and Philomena, who'd married this past summer, renovated houses here in Sheridan. Jake doubted they'd been involved in this foster cluck. It had Cade written all over it. The guy was great with horses, but not so great with a toolbox. Cade and Finn glanced up as he pulled up next to them in his F-250. They wouldn't recognize the truck because he'd bought it since his last visit home in early March. Plus, he hadn't seen Finn in years. Finn and his fiancée Chelsea were spending Christmas at the ranch, which had added to Jake's excitement about his first Christmas home since getting hired by the Jackson Hole Fire Department. From the looks of things, they needed him here. Cade and Finn were fixing to burn down the house. He shut off the engine and climbed out, making sure his boots didn't slip on the ice he knew would be under the thin layer of snow covering the driveway. Then he buttoned his sheepskin coat against the wind and crammed his Stetson a little tighter on his head before walking around the front of the truck. He could see his breath. That was another stupid thing, putting up Christmas lights when the temperature was near zero.
"Hey, bozos,"
he called out to Cade and Finn, who'd stopped what they were doing while they waited to see who'd driven up.
"Why don't you let someone who knows what he's doing handle that job?"
"Jake?"
Kay dropped his end of the lights into the snow and hurried toward him.
"You got a new truck, man."
"That I did."
He exchanged a hug with Cade.
"Jake Ramsey?"
Finn tossed his end away and came over.
"I haven't seen your ugly mug since I left for Seattle. How the hell are you?"
Jake returned his hug.
"I'm good. Real good. Hated that I had to miss Damon's wedding, but a couple of guys got sick and I couldn't leave."
"You would have loved it," Cade said. "It rained like hell, the wind had destroyed most of the decorations, and we had to delay the ceremony until the storm passed. Then we had to stand in the mud while Damon and Phil said their vows. It was epic."
"Sounds awesome. Wish I'd been there. Speaking of the happy couple, where are they?"
"Wimping out in Florida with the in-laws," Finn said. "They'll be back tomorrow, looking all tanned and smug while the rest of us are the color of grubworms." "Real Wyoming cowboys don't go to Florida for a winter vacation."
Cade tucked his gloved hands into his armpits and stomped his feet in the snow.
"They tough it out, like manly men."
"Damn straight," Finn said. "But I'm thinking we should tough it out inside by the fire for a while and finish this project in the morning. We don't want to keep poor Jake standing out here shivering. He needs to head in and see the folks."
"I want to see them too,"
Jake said.
"But I have a question before we go in. Did you guys put up all these lights?"
Cade grinned at him.
"You're impressed, right? You didn't think we could do it without Damon around to help, but there's the evidence."
Cade swept an arm to encompass the glittering front of the house.
"Damon's gonna
Sample complete. Ready to continue?